Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We're celebrating 145 years of God's blessings in this place. How long ago was 145 years? Was your mom and dad alive then? Were your grandma and grandpa alive then? Not even your grandma and grandpa. That's a long time ago, wasn't it? I got something for you today. You know these are Skittles, right? I'm going to show you bag of Skittles like I want to give to you today. I want to give you a bag of Skittles like that. I couldn't find the ones that were pre-packaged. It had to have this at Halloween, I guess. But here's a bag I want to give you. And here's my bag of Skittles. Do you notice any difference between the one I'm going to give you? This is my bag here on the bottom. You notice something? You notice anything? You notice anything about my bag? Well, let's... Exactly. The purple ones are missing. You know why the purple ones are missing? I love purple Skittles. Do you guys love purple Skittles? Okay. I mean, purple Skittles kind of remind me of Grape Kool-Aid. Back when I used to drink. Do you guys like Grape Kool-Aid? Do you? Okay. When I was a kid, I would drink Grape Kool-Aid. We didn't have as many flavors back then as you have now, but Grape Kool-Aid had to be one of my favorites. And when I eat Grape Skittles, it just takes me back to my childhood and to Grape Kool-Aid. I just like Grape Skittles. You know, and sometimes I'll eat them first because they're the best ones, or sometimes I'll save them to last because it's the last taste I want in my mouth. What's your favorite color of Skittles? You have a favorite? You have a favorite? Yellow? You like the... Is that... Yeah? Red, okay. What's your favorite? Green, okay. Do you think Jesus has favorites? Does he say to some people, I love you more than I love you? Does he say that, do you think? No, he doesn't say that. He loves us all equally, doesn't he? He says, I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Did you hear our scripture readings today? In the Old Testament reading, we heard that God wants his house of prayer to be a house of prayer just for a few people, for all the nations. And then in our gospel reading, in the psalm today, we heard how God wants all the peoples to praise him. Not just some of us, all of us. Do you think God loves all people? What did he do so that he could love us? He gave what? What gift did he give? He gave his one and only son. And what did his son do so that, gave his life on the cross to take away all of our sins. So great is the love of God for each and every one of you. Every one of you. Every one of us. Now here we are celebrating 145 years of anniversary for our church. Why did God put this church here on earth? Is it just so that a few people could get together and kind of hang together as favorites of each other? Is that why he put us here? He put us here also not just for us, but also for who? All the people that are still out there. And it doesn't matter what their skin color is. It doesn't matter if they're boy or girl. It doesn't matter how big or young they are, old or whatever. They might have white skin or black skin or yellow skin or red skin or green skin or orange skin. Does God love them? He loves them all, doesn't he? And we're taking the occasion of this anniversary to remember how God loves everyone, and we as a church need to be reaching all of them. So let's pray about that before I give you your Skittles today. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of 145 years of ministry and service in this place. But we still recognize, Lord, so many people who do not know you, who do not love you. Lord, you love them too. Help us to love them and to reach them for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, guys, have a happy anniversary. Come on up here and get yourself a bag of Skittles, okay? Tell you what, take two. There's enough for two of you each, okay? Don't open them right now in church. Let your mom and dad tell you when you can do that.